Right, watch out these stands, because it's the same again. Right, be careful, what?
Oh my god!
Easy Tigers! So, everyone's fine and dandy. Welcome back as always. First of all, we need to big up the Patreons and the guys that are supporting this channel. It's thanks to you guys we are out here exploring and getting to the truth quick and as lively as possible. So, maximum respect to the Patreons and the people on PayPal. It's an absolute pleasure that we can be working this stuff out together. Now, this one's sort of gonna knock your socks off. It really is. Now, this is one for the storybooks, I'm telling you. This is one for the absolute storybooks. Now, in my opinion, and I'm always going to do these disclaimers, these are just my opinions. This is not what I'm saying as straight up facts. I just go out and I look for these nuggets and I film it and I give you my opinion. But if you ask me, this is in a section of Malta that is a complex. And again, if you ask me, it had been reused in the military. And this is the third time I've been here now, and it's the third time. Oh, you'll see what's happening. You will see what's happening. It is so mad down here. It's unbelievable. But you can clearly see that I'm walking up this complex now. Some people might call it the side of the valley, but you'll see that it is far more incredible than just a mountain or a side of a valley. Look at the view on that, it is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And by the way, them sounds that you hear in the background, it's gunshots. So when you're doing this sort of stuff, like, the last thing you want to hear is gunshots. Now look how steep this place is. There's some gypsies with some horses. But look at that. But you can hear the gunshots going off. And it's, like I said, it's the last thing that you need when you're doing this sort of stuff is gunshot, gunshot. So this place, as soon as you go underground, it turns into a complex. So that tells me that above ground, they're just covering it up. So we found this nugget in here. And I said before, give me 500 likes and I'll go down there. And I think I've got something like 570 likes in the first 15 hours. So here I am. And believe me, this is not for the faint-hearted. If you're scared or claustrophobic or anything like that, this was just horrendous. I mean, the stairs, like the steps on this were just like almost rusty. And this was going down like well over 100 foot. So let's get to the juice then. We're going down. And by the way, I'm not claustrophobic, but it's very tight and it's scary and it's dark. And you don't know what to expect. And it's like, oh my God, it goes down another level. And by the way, these sections are like 30. That one there is probably about 30 foot. And do you know what? I can't help but notice like how these places are man-made, and you can notice it when you're inside. You really do notice it inside. Outside, it's been weathered, it's been damaged, it's been bombed, it's been this, it's been that. But inside, you can, especially somewhere like this, you can really see that it's been man-made. But it's obviously been repurposed in World War II or World War I or whenever they're in here doing whatever they're doing. So this is a humongous shaft going down. Believe me, this is scary stuff. I mean, I guarantee you wouldn't do this yourself. I guarantee it. And I'm doing this one-handed, you know? Look at this. Like, the things that are running through my mind is, what's going to happen? Are these rungs on these ladders going to snap? Am I going to fall down? I know I've charged my battery up, but, like, here we go. So Gabby's coming down now. Serious stuff. And you can tell that this was originally the shaft. This had wooden steps coming down here, because you can see the keyholes where the wooden framing would have went. And also, if you look close, you can see the joint marks where this has been cast in sections on top of each other, like I say all the time. Oh my God, it just goes on and on and on. Just goes on and on and on. Now she's gone. Absolutely gone. Ta-da's. Don't blame her. Do not blame her. But a big up, girl, for that. Like, you done well coming down here. Don't forget, like.
Go on. You alright?
Yeah.
You alright? We'll have a shot when we get up, yeah?
Yeah. I can't see.
Alright. Go on, go on. Be safe up there, alright?
Yeah. Come on.
Right, I'm coming up.
This is serious stuff, man. Like, anything could happen here. You know, we ain't got no rope or nothing. So I don't know what's actually going on down here. It is phenomenal stuff. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. But while I'm down here, I noticed a lot of stuff going down. You can see, look, the right angles in the joints. It wouldn't even surprise me if there's iron in these joints as well. But look how far it goes down. You'll see. This is another section. This isn't the bottom part, by the way. Just switch scenes. So this was at the last part. Now, you tell me. You tell me what to do. I'll tell you something now. If you give me 1,000 likes on this video, I will go down there and show you what to guan. You have to understand, me and my girlfriend, Abby, or Gabby, or whatever, we are absolutely, it was scary stuff. So if you want us to go down there, we need 1,000 likes on that video. On this video now. Not now, but whenever you want, but it is scary stuff. So honestly, guys, like the video, get 1,000 likes, we'll go down there and see what's going on. Like I said, it ain't for the faint of heart. It was extremely scary. So we need to build up the minerals to get down there and do it again. Because I think we got to about 100 foot down. I see the ground level or the bottom level, but I just was a bit worried. You know, you hear stories of reptilians and all that business. Anyway, let's have a Brucey bonus. Spruce for Bruce. Right, so if you follow this channel, you notice that I'm out collecting nugs. I'm actually working out how these mega or macro structures are built. And one thing my brain has pointed out to me is that I'm noticing an abundant amount of iron sheeting. Now, why is there iron sheets in between this natural limestone? Now, I have been going around exposing that this limestone is a man-made stone and it's been cast in sections. And not only has it been cast in sections, the sections that is holding the geopolymer is actually done by iron framing. So they build a frame, like an iron square or an iron 3D shape, and then pour the material inside that. And then after millennia, after thousands of years, or however long it is, we can see just remnants of iron left over in between the joints. But it is abundant, and I've got so much of it. So you guys let me know what you think about this, because this is, in my opinion, groundbreaking. Look at the amount of iron that I'm noticing in between the joints. Now, it shouldn't be there if this is natural. This is natural. There's no way there should be iron sitting in between joints going back at 45 degree angles or 135 degree angles. It's impossible. But what do I know? Now check this out. Again, you've got the iron sheet running through the middle. And another thing is, they've tried to hide it by covering the joints over. And I notice this everywhere. Look at the iron. How is iron behind that if this is natural? Look at that, and another sheet of it there. It is phenomenal. It's phenomenal stuff. Guys, you need to subscribe to this channel, because you're not going to get these sort of answers anywhere else. Now, I see a lot of massive channels like starting to follow suit now and start to copy things that we've been saying on this channel for years now. about man-made structures and things being geopolymer. Now they're starting to follow suit. So look at this, look at this. Look how flush this wall goes. Because it was a sheet of iron that was there holding in the geopolymer. Look at it. Iron sheeting. There's no other way you get that effect. But what do I know? I've given up my life to position myself in water to look for this stuff so we can get to the bottom of this, so we can work out what the heck's been really going on. Because you're not going to get this in school. You're not going to get this off other YouTube channels. I mean, look how this is just like squirted on top of each other and blobbed over it and just left. And like, this is almost like some sort of corrugated steel that's inside there as well. Look at this. But again, how is this in between the limestone if this is natural? I can understand if it was horizontal, then you'd say, yeah, it was part of it. Because obviously limestone is sedimentary rock. You say, yeah, it was part of the sediment. But it's not. It's going up vertical. So that's meant to have been like millions of years. But it's just a load of cobblers. But again, look at this, how it overlaps. You only get this if it is like one that is setting on top of another, curing on top of another. It's almost a different colour mix. But I digress, what do I know? So guys, please subscribe to this channel because we are going places, we are working things out, we are connecting dots. We really are connecting dots. I mean, like, I'm baffled myself with the stuff that's getting discovered here. I really am. But I hope you've seen something today, guys, that you haven't seen before, because this is what my goal is to bring you stuff that it's not spoken about. This is a hidden history channel. So I really appreciate, guys, if you could like, subscribe, comment and share. It don't cost you nothing of your time or none of your money if you could subscribe, like or share. It means so much to push the algorithm for these videos. So one love, guys. Ta-da's. Ta-da's.